I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Strothers Wars. I am Eric Strothers, and I do love Steel Wars. And in each episode, I find a Patreon supporter to talk about it with. In this episode, I talked to Andy Campbell. You probably recognize Andy Campbell's name if you've listened to any of the live episodes that Steel did in Australia. Andy quite often would have really cool questions, some of which may come up in this episode. Also, for the patrons, you've probably heard Andy's questions on the Questions You Have, Answers I Give episodes. Anyway, we had a lot of fun. Let's just jump into it. Andy, I really appreciate you doing this, and I'm sorry it took me so long to like pin down a time when we could make this happen, man. It's being on the opposite sides of the globe and different hemispheres. It just throws everything off. So
yeah, and like I said, May is very busy because like it's my birthday, then it's Mother's Day, then it's my mom's birthday. So it's just it's busy. Yeah.
Well, it's weird, man. This month, my band is playing. Out of 10 Saturdays, it's every Saturday but one. It's a madhouse. But anyway, you got some great episodes here. But before we get to them, let's talk about stuff that Steel always asks his guests when he has an interview episode. The main one is, what is your first memory of Star Wars?
Oh, I would say my first memory would be probably the toys. The old Kenner figures. I remember my dad came home from work one night and like I knew about Star Wars, but I visually hadn't seen anything yet. So my dad came home one night and he had a Luke Skywalker in the Stormtrooper outfit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you could take the helmet off and there'll be Luke's face. That's when I would be... seeing like, oh wow, there's do they all the troopers look like this? So it got me really interested, like, oh wow, like maybe this guy's an evil character. And then that's my dad said, oh no, he's the good guy. I think they disguise themselves or something. We'll watch it someday. I'm like, oh okay, that's great. Because he worked with a guy and he still lived with his parents, but at the parents' place they had their own like home theater.
Uh-huh.
Built into the house. So probably every second Thursday of the month, we would go over there. And that's when I first watched, I think it was Return of the Jedi.
Ah, so your first movie was Return of the Jedi. That was the next thing I was going to ask.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Now, did you instantly go back then and watch A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah, those came when the movies came on TV and they were just on one of the local channels here. I think it was Channel 10. And that's when my dad said, oh no, these are the previous movies. You need to watch these ones.
Now, so as a kid, which one was your favorite?
Return of the Jedi. I'm like very much like still like Ewoks. I never understood the hate. I just thought like, well, the Luke, Han, and Leia are on this planet and, they've got these locals that are helping them out, fighting off the Empire. And what, how could you hate them?
When I first realized that there was any kind of hate against Ewoks, I was dumbfounded because I would have been 10 when Return of the Jedi came out. So I was kind of just past that age where, I still had stuffed animals in my room, as a 10-year-old, but my main thing was toys. But I still thought it was super cool. And I really didn't realize the level of Ewok bashing there was until I was playing the Dark Forces video game. I think it was the original one. And there was a spot where, and I don't think somebody told me about this. I feel like I stumbled on it myself, but like a little Easter egg in there where you're in, you fall down this tunnel, this shaft. And if you detonate a landmine under your own feet right there and turn toward your face in the back wall, as you fly up the shaft, you see Ewok suck spray painted on the inside of the thing. And I thought, is that a thing? Do people not like Ewoks? That doesn't make any sense because they're great. So plainly, why would anybody not like them? But yeah, I had no idea.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. It is. So out of the newest movies, the Disney era movies, which is your favorite?
Hopefully this isn't controversial, but it is The Last Jedi. I've just found, like, since that first viewing at the live event, we were all, like, unsure, like, wait, was that good? I'm not too sure. But I saw it 5 times, and I just, like, even when Steele put up that poll, like, it sticks with me till this day. Like, I think of certain scenes, and I think back, like, oh, like, that's what that meant, and Luke's journey, like, I just really admire what he did. Like, man, what a hero. Yeah, it is The Last Jedi.
See, I love The Last Jedi. And I, not to get into a whole to-do, but I am honestly still surprised that of the negative reaction to it, which on one hand, I get it. But to me, it seems like the best progression of the story you could have asked for. But what do I know? So, Solo. A Star Wars Story. Where are you at with that one?
Also love that movie. Yeah. I just, the fun adventure movie that we got was just fantastic. Edge of my seat, watching it the first time, was with my friends, our Melbourne crew here in Melbourne. And we're all just buzzing afterwards, like, what fun we just had. And Alden did a fantastic job. Even, Donald Glover, like, he was great as well. Like, everyone was just fantastic.
Yeah, I've got no minuses with that movie as far as, like, the actors are concerned. I love it. Speaking of the Melbourne crew, and you've done, like, you've been to a lot of Steele's live shows. How, yes. There wasn't one for Solo, like, the premiere.
That's correct.
For Solo.
There wasn't, no.
Was that tough for you guys? Did it take away from the experience?
It felt a bit weird that... there was a few of us that did go to the midnight at Knox Cinema, but we thought, let's just do our own thing the next day, which is what we did. And Josh Chapman with his podcast, Star Wars Spelt Out, he brought over 2 mics and we just sat at a table before the movie and after the movie and just talked about it. We still had that interaction with everyone and sort of had our takes.
Those are fun though, because I was joking with my wife on the way over to see Solo today with her and my son, but I said, I wish I would have brought my Zoom recorder so we could have had a podcast in the car with you and little Henry just to hear what he had to say about it. I wish I had now, because it would have been funny to hear.
Yeah, no, things like that are just really like, it's just a good idea because you just don't think, like, afterwards we probably would have just, like, all right, said our goodbyes and said, yeah, good film. And then, all right, well, it's late. We got to get going home. But, like, sitting there for another half hour just chatting about it was really great.
Yeah, it really ties it all together for me. But, you know, since you guys get all the live shows, I noticed that several of these that you've picked, well, I shouldn't say several, a couple that you've picked are for sure live shows. And then also like some of the convention stuff, which to me, I really like that real in the moment sort of thing.
Yeah, so do I.
So tell me about episode 39. And so that was Steele's first interaction with you. Yeah,
that's correct. Yeah. So the first teaser came out for Force Awakens. So everyone was really, we're all waiting outside to go into the little theater where the show was. And like I had this shirt on of Kylo Ren's lightsaber, and it's "Have you felt something? You know, there's been an awakening," written on it. And I was thinking, oh man, this is probably like the first merch of Force Awakens anyone's got. So like, I'm standing out there waiting. He's walking in and out, setting things up, and I just see him look up and go, "Hey man, nice shirt." I'm like, "Oh, thanks. Awesome. Yeah, it's really cool."
I wanted to say, there's someone in the audience that I'm so glad wasn't wearing the t-shirt last week. Who's got the lightsaber, the Kylo Ren lightsaber t-shirt? Yeah. That's you? Yeah. Nice. Where did you get it from?
I found it on our website, redbubble.com, and yeah.
Okay, is that affiliated with redtube.com?
Not too sure.
Okay.
It's an awakening, have you felt it?
Nice, and it's sort of like a play on the old Return of the Jedi poster with just the hands, who, if you did not know, fact, they're George Lucas's hands holding the lightsaber in that poster. Yeah. So there you go. There's your amazing Star Wars fact. You guys seemed so unimpressed with that, and I was like... And then I'm just like, I'm out of Star Wars podcast. This fact should not be able to do any better anywhere else. So that's interesting to me.
Now, had you been a long-time Steel Wars fan by that time?
No, that was my first show, and I... Because it was during the Coney Festival. And so I think, like most... people you've interviewed, Green Guides was how they were introduced. Mm-hmm. And I was the same. I knew Green Guides. And then when Steel posted up saying he's doing a Star Wars podcast, I'm like, well, hey, Disney just bought Star Wars. I'm back in. Let's do this. And yeah, I've been following ever since.
That's cool. Do you remember I should have asked you this before. Do you remember the first episode of Steel Wars that you heard?
Oh, the first one. I think it might have been, so I don't remember going all the way back to the, like, episode one and stuff, but I've heard them back now. Mm-hmm. But then I think maybe 10 episodes in, maybe 11 episodes in.
So yeah, early on, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool then. So anyway, at this live show, you ask a question. At the end?
That's right. Do I'm Andy.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Andy.
With John Williams coming back to do episode 7.
Mm-hmm.
What's been your favorite music piece in all of the movies?
Oh, wow.
They got rid of that in the new movie. They got rid of the celebrate.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Imperial March. Is that the name of it? Yeah.
In Empire. Yeah.
In Empire. That's... Yeah. It's just badass. That's really, really good. I really like that song.
Yeah, they're all... A Binary Sunset, that's pretty good. That's very emotional, where Luke's looking out to the twin sons of Tatooine. Mm. But just that... The fan... That...
Yeah, like when the
like at the start with the logo that just goes bow and then the crawl, pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it just does something to your insides, because I remember seeing the first movie in the cinema, and when that went just everyone just went nuts.
Yeah, and it's so dope that it's something that you know that, and it's like at the start of each, like, it's so it's a brand new film, but then you've got this bit that you know already. Yeah. And then yeah. I always find it so mind-bending when the crawl starts and it's different to what you've seen. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, people have, like, put up on, like, on Facebook and stuff where they've just photoshopped where it says episode 7 and The Force Awakens. And it's just, like, just the thought of seeing that.
Yeah.
And just that... The anticipation of, like, Xavier getting there in 4 minutes.
I go, oh, I forgot to read it. But you think that's kind of sloppy? That I mean, now it's part of Star Wars, but it's a sloppy storytelling.
That's not good storytelling. If you go, if you have all right, to go, so here's what's
before
happening.
You see this movie, you've just got to read this whole passage of shit.
So there's a trade dispute. Yeah. Oh, great. This is going to be sweet. I can't
this is
wait.
Like question time in the parliament.
But that harkens back to the Flash Gordon serials. That's where the whole scroll comes from.
It does,
from.
And then the same music introduction has a nice serial feel to it as well. So it's very comforting.
But it's interesting that you bring up John Williams. Star Wars is just not Star Wars without John Williams.
You can get rid of George Lucas, but you can't get rid of John Williams.
I'm willing to say that.
Yeah.
I'm willing.
That's what
I'm,
we did. That's
awesome. Yeah. I love
but
that.
But it's so much. Imagine Star Wars without that music. Mm. It would just be a completely different
film. Imagine if Danny Elfman did the music for Star Wars. Actually, it sounds pretty good.
And Michael Keaton was Luke Skywalker.
Have you seen the ceremony, the medal ceremony at the end of Star Wars without music?
Without the music, it's so awkward.
My recommendation is... don't watch it. It will ruin the film.
And nobody's cheering. They're just getting all their medals. And then you just hear Chewbacca go...
Cardboard cutouts don't cheer that much.
No.
Most of them are cardboard cutouts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like in the Witches movie by Roald Dahl. You know when they have the big witches ceremony and she's like, remove your shoes, remove your wigs. The first three rows are ladies, but if you look at the movie again, the last eight rows are just dudes. If you watch it, it's just blokes. Like, I'm a witch. Yeah. My other roles include guy crying in the Rancor scene and a witch.
Anything else?
Just for me, it's the Astro Field. That score.
Yeah.
Can you whistle really it for us?
That's all.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, man.
I know, with the new stuff, it's like Rey's theme's incredible, Kylo Ren's theme, but it has to be the new resistant theme. Like, that just really gets me, like, really, like, excited. Even, like, back at The Last Jedi, when they're like, all right, bring in the bombers, and the camera, and you just see the bombers coming in, and it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, I was just like, yes, come on, let's do this. Like,
that is a really good theme, man. March of the Resistance. It's really good.
Yeah.
And another one that kind of goes along with that in on the Force Awakens soundtrack is a Scherzo for X-Wing, and it's got a part of the March of the Resistance in it. It's sort of like when you get to the end of the films and the music from the credits, how it's like an overture of all these themes.
Yes, they're my favorite.
It's a little bit like that. Yeah, I love those credit sequences because you get to hear all the pieces of the music. And you know, I haven't been to one where they do it with the film live. I think that would be really cool to see.
I've been to, they've done quite a few here in Melbourne. We've had The Force Awakens and we've had A New Hope and we've got Empire Strikes Back this December. So that's good.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, we've still got Star Wars in December over here, which is fantastic.
That's one thing I'm going to miss this year. It's just going to seem weird. I mean, you know, it's 3 years in a row and I act like it's been a lifelong tradition, but it's still really sort of defined. It's capped off the end of the last 3 years. So it's.
Yeah. Cause now I can't, when people go, are you excited for Christmas? I'll be like, nah, I'm excited for Star Wars. Now I have to say, yeah, I'm excited for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be definitely an adjustment for me. I keep thinking of all the extra time I'm going to have on my hands because I would spend so much time going to the movies. The next episode that you mentioned is episode 50. So this is from San Diego Comic-Con, and oh, man, this was a good one. But tell me about this one for you.
Oh, for me, this one I just found. It was part of The Lying, and I think it's when Still first met Jason and all that, and just like, and they were just talking about the lines and how they all work, and it's like you can sense like, yep, these guys are going to be best friends.
All right, you guys, it is
7:27 Thursday night, and we are in the Hall H line, and I am hanging out with a veteran of the Hall H line. He's about to do his second night camped out.
It's my first time ever doing it, but it's my second day here. So I guess I'm a veteran, huh?
And it's Jason from Making Star Wars.
Yeah, makingstarwars.net. That's my site.
Now, I'm scared, you guys. You know my policy on spoilers. And I am very scared whenever I talk to Jason because his policy on spoilers is the exact opposite.
Yeah, anything goes. But at the same time, I don't want to ruin anybody's like good time, so I've done pretty well today, don't you think?
Oh, it was amazing.
I didn't let anything out on accident.
Yeah, right? Even, I think you stopped one sentence.
Right, yeah. See, I get that and I'm like, no, I can't do it. I'm not going to do that to him right now.
Now, what was last night like in the line?
So, last night I got here and there were close to 100 people in line. So I thought, okay, I feel energized. I just got into San Diego. I'm like, Star Wars, I want to do this. So I came down here. I got in line. Most people were like starting to sleep because it was like about 11:30, 12 o'clock. But then it started to rain, like a light drizzle. Not bad, not like heavy rain. But for Californians, it's like that might as well be like the apocalypse. So everyone's just like really miserable and wet. And then now here I am, however many hours later, and I'm sunburned because it was the hottest day ever.
And we should point out what we're seeing here. There has to be 4,000 people in this line.
There's too many humans. That's all I know. Like, if you're ever thinking about having a kid and you're not sure if you want to, don't bother. We got enough, really. We're good. I think we're good.
And so there's at least 4,000. It goes up the concourse of this. We're sort of by the San Diego water, whatever, if it's a river or a creek or a bay.
It's a bay, I guess. It's a bay.
Okay, San Diego Bay. And it goes up the concourse, then back down, and then it goes over this little bridge onto an island, and then it sort of snakes around this island. It is, what is wrong with us?
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, but we can't not make it in. We gotta make it in. It's like we're 100, okay? We're at like the 100 spot in this line. It's beautiful though. The view, I gotta say, when I did Star Wars Celebration, I did the overnight line there for J.J. Abrams. That was just dismal. It was just dank and dark and underground looking. You know, there's no windows. Here, it's pretty nice, I guess. I've done worse.
And we are podcasting on lush green grass.
Yeah,
it's delightful.
It's just something you really enjoyed, and you feel like you're really part of it. Like,
yeah.
Like you were there.
Speaking of the conventions, are you going to Star Wars Celebration in Chicago?
Yes, I'll be there, and I'll be bringing my lovely girlfriend Steph.
Sweet.
So she's more of a she's still like she knows Star Wars. She's aware of Star Wars, but when it comes to like knowledge and stuff, she's a bit like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. but it's really I'm just really exciting because when I first told her, like, yep, I'm going to go. And then when we saw the dates and they lined up with school holidays, she was like, can I come too? I'm like, wait, really? You want to come? She's like, yeah, I want to meet everyone. I'm like, oh, that's fantastic.
That is cool, man. That's super great. And man, I got to tell you, for me, it's a win because it's within easy driving distance for me. So I don't have to fly. I don't have to find somebody to haul my stormtrooper armor if I want to take it and all that stuff. But
yeah.
I got totally sidetracked. I'm sorry. Is there anything else from that episode? I've never been to a Comic-Con before and I always feel like I should go.
So also with that episode, it's when we first, Juklin was there, we were still, and they were going on about this guy snoring really loudly.
All right, so it's 12:39 a.m. We're in under the tents in the Hall H line, and there is a guy next to us snoring so loudly.
There's more than one guy. There's at least five people snoring like. It can't even be real. It's like a cartoon. Do you think the mic will pick up on that?
I don't think so.
How are you feeling, Jacqueline?
I'm good. I'm comfy in my sleeping bag.
In my sleeping bag.
I just can't believe how comfy and happily that guy's sleeping and snoring.
It is pretty comfortable where we are. So we're in these little tents, these long sort of marquee tents in a line. And, oh, that guy is killing it, snoring.
It's sleep apnea. Yeah.
And then they were trying to figure out, oh, is it someone we know? Like, oh, my God.
So, okay. So you were talking about the Luke Skywalker as a stormtrooper toy earlier. Are you still into the toys?
Oh, yeah. I'm now into the Black Series, and I've been collecting them since, I think Rogue One. I didn't get many from Force Awakens, so I had to play catch up.
I love the Black Series. The 6-inch Black Series figures are the best. And the reason I ask is, you know, the next episode you mentioned is episode 57, which was from Force Friday.
Oh, gosh, the dreaded Force Friday. Yeah, this was for Force Awakens. And, like, I was working the afternoon shift at my work. I work at a hospital. So I finished around, I think, 10:30. So I'm like, well, that's perfect, because then I can just drive to Knox where they're all going to be at the lining up at Toys R Us. And I'll, you know, get in line and stuff. They said don't run, but, you know, I like sprinted jog to where they had it. And I'm just like, all right, where's the Lego? Oh, to the left. All right. Okay, that's not new. That's not Force Awakens. Where's the Force Awakens?
There's actually not much stuff.
It doesn't seem like there's very much, does it?
Is that it? Is that all there is? It's stickers. They're going to be bringing out more stuff, surely.
There's no Lego, or there's
so undignified.
Undignified, buddy. Oh, you're beautiful.
Isn't that Lego over there?
Yeah, but it's not new Lego. There's no Kylo with a little fresh. What have you got, buddy?
I'm grabbing stuff because there's nothing I want. So, like, if I'm going to justify this, I might as well just grab a couple of Kylo Rens and a Finn, but there's no BB-8 stuff or anything. But I wanted that giant TIE fighter, and that's not here. I was prepared to drop hundreds.
I didn't think the TIE fighter would be here.
Hmm?
You after a Rey? No?
No.
You want that Finn? Really?
Yeah, if you want him, I'll take him. Yeah. Well, I'm probably going to, like, head out to Target and stuff tomorrow and see what else is out there, but, like, that's crazy that they really put nothing out.
Yeah, there's no new Lego, no new Jacks.
Let's find, like, the pimply nerd store attendant and shake him down. This can't be it.
I'm going to kick the shit out of Jeffrey. Where's that giraffe?
I want a Kylo Ren lightsaber. Like, I want one that, like, zooms, like, spits out the side bits.
I can't believe an 18-hour live stream lied to me.
I can't believe you watched it. Like, this is seriously a lot less than what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this kind of sucks.
They had no Force Awakens Lego.
Oh, jeez.
Nothing. It was just old, like.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Clone Wars type stuff. And, like, collector's edition TIE fighters. And I'm like, I have $300 cash in my pocket. I want a Force Awakens collections. Like, you know, what? So then I'm like, okay, let's see how everyone else is going. And, like, yeah, they really didn't have much. And I could see still, like, interviewing people asking, you know, like, what's going on? And There's not much here. Some people actually ran to where the action figures are on the further side, but there was no Star Wars stuff there. Like, whatever they had it at the front for this night.
Why did they make such a big deal of, like, a special event of it? That sucks.
Still released his episodes of his experience and just, you know, hearing his rant. And I'm like, yeah.
I'm furious. I'm pissed off, Luca.
I'm very angry. How are you feeling?
Yeah, not good. Not great.
You're just solemn. I'm angry. Like, don't have this big event. And it's not just the Toys R Us we went to. We went to Toys R Us Knox. I'm getting tweets from around Australia of people that went to Toys R Us, put their faith in going out on a Thursday night at midnight with their friends and family. I have to say, like, you know, Stephanie that was on the podcast, Chris Fresh's lovely daughter, she was putting on a brave face, but she was devastated. Like, she just wanted to get a BB-8 something. And I didn't see... Here's a list of characters I did not see either. I just didn't even see it. They might have been there. There was... At the Toys R Us launch we were at, there was maybe like 100 people, and we were in the first 30. Yeah. Here's a list of characters that, if you were avoiding spoilers, you would not know existed. BB-8. Rey. Captain Phasma. I did not see any of those characters in any form. Oh, they may have been in the store displays. The store displays are actually pretty good, but... We're there to celebrate the Star Wars franchise and spend money. And you invite us out at midnight. And you come up with that? Like, it's just... People left less enthusiastic about Star Wars, basically. You know, you've got the Star Walking fan club that got costumed up and created a great vibe. Everyone was getting photos with Darth Vader. There was a Royal Guard. There was a Stormtrooper. Darren was dressed as an Imperial officer. Killing the game, getting a great vibe going. I was excited. People were getting photos. And then that, like, no Lego, no Jax. Like, Target had Lego today. So, I'm not sure... And how you order... Like, how you can order for a giant store like Toys R Us and not satisfy 100 people's, like, desire to buy figures. Like, not only have you, you know, ruined people's nights and bummed them out, you're not making any money. But... If you wanted Revenge of the Sith 12-inch Anakin Skywalkers, hey, I want to be a Toys R Us kid. But if you want figures from a film that's going to be released in the last decade, or maybe, when would Revenge of the Sith come out? But anyway, it was a long time ago. What are you doing? Why do you have 50 Anakin Skywalker 12-inch figures? I don't want to be seeing a hint of Mustafar. I want Jakku. Jeffrey, you screwed me. Oh, my God. I'm going to Africa. I'm shooting all the giraffes I can find. Oh, I'm bewildered. And it's not just, like, I'm getting tweets and Facebook messages from people around Australia of similar things, of eager Star Wars fans with their credit cards ready to celebrate the franchise, ready to go, dear Disney company, here's the money that you spent, that you paid to Lucasfilm. Here's it back. We're trying to give you money. Give me a BB-8. Give me a Rey. Give me a Kylo Ren. Give me a Kylo Ren lightsaber. There should be 10,000 Kylo Ren lightsabers in this country right now. There's none! Not one!
Luca, how much did you spend?
$40.
$40?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Did those ships cost $40?
Yeah, yeah. I really like those little die-cast ships.
All right, well...
You got no money out of me, but you're rorted, Luca. Jesus Christ, son.
Man, I'm just so glad that they made that dude limbo under the door so they didn't show off those sweet, sweet stuff.
Perfect end of the podcast.
So the next episode that you have on the list, man, this one is probably one of my most favorite episodes, and that is episode 107 with Adam Richard and Danny McGinley. That episode, I had just started doing like a little bit of production work for Steel. And it was one of the, I think that episode was the first thing that I ever made a clip out of for him.
Oh, wow.
Next week we play Hawthorn Hawks, who have won it the last three grand finals, been in the last four. And so this is what we've got now is our Battle of Hoth. Oh. And yeah, they're coming in, they're angry, and we might have to evacuate, but we don't know. We need a Wampa to come in and whack some heads.
No, you're making football so much more exciting for me.
This is my gift to you, nerd.
It's so good.
He's very funny.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me about this one for you.
I was there with Steph, and when the episode started, it was just so funny because there was a big football game, AFL Aussie Rules game the night before. So Steph had her team scarf on. And Danny noticed it because I think that we were talking about the prequels and stuff, and he brought up Jar Jar Binks. And, like, Steph, we hadn't got there yet with episode one.
Uh-huh.
And she was just like, I don't know who you're talking about. And then Steph's like, what? What are you doing here?
Well, who's the youngest audience member here? How old are you? 30, really? You look great. really? Yourself?
24.
Okay, cool.
Do we have a 23?
Yeah.
Stop just pointing at women.
Well, the men all just look hideous. So
yeah, dumping nerds could be any age.
So 24, you were born in
1992.
So you were seven when...
And what's your name?
Steph,
welcome to our live Tinder podcast.
Danny's having a baby next week, so it's been a while.
I have not had sex in 9 months. So, but do you like... for your generation...
Wait, do the math. His baby's due in 2 weeks, but he hasn't had sex in 9 months.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, there's the big surprise that the kid from a state school doesn't know maths that well. Or
I reckon the kid from the state school is getting cheated on.
His wife's very hot. She could have done better than him.
It's true, yeah. I believe you said that at my wedding.
I wasn't even invited to your wedding.
Yeah, you were still there.
I was at a science fiction convention in the same hotel.
Your wedding suddenly sounds awesome.
No, okay, but 24-year-old, what's your opinion on Jar Jar Binks? Like, did you think he was cool when you were little, or... You don't know anything about Star Wars.
Go Cats.
She got a Geelong scarf on. She's just still drunk from last night, beating the Hawks after the sirens. What is this? Hey, great. Hey.
That was an awesome last moment.
So you've got you don't know anything about Star Wars?
I saw the last movie.
She's a Force Awakens.
Hey, mate, we all saw the last movie, all right? Where were you for the first one? And you've infiltrated with your sporting neck warmer.
Yeah, you're doing so many things wrong. You're attractive, you're female, you're wearing sports gear. You're in the wrong place!
You're attractive. You're in the wrong place.
Yeah, sorry, the room.
What are you saying about everyone else?
Sorry, you room full of pop.
McGinley's taking out his contact lenses because of you all.
Yeah, Danny pointing out, like, what are you doing here then? Do you know where you are? She knew because she had been to a few shows before, but yeah, it was just, yeah, no, it was really funny.
That probably is one of my favorite episodes. And I don't know if it's just because of the first one that I ever really paid, you know, beat by beat that much attention to or what, but I, man, I love that. Danny McGinley is one of the funniest guests ever. I think he's very good.
And even with Adam Richard, like he's always just, he's just adorable. Like even on Green Guides, he's just so great.
You mentioned here too, Josh had a question at this one.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
How you doing?
Josh makes our sweet YouTube videos. If you've seen the little edits that we do on YouTube, it's all Josh.
Check it out. Thank you.
Are you going to make an EastEnders video for me?
Yeah, well, I'll do the EastEnders. Yeah, why not? I was thinking that. I was actually, when you were mentioning that, I'm waiting for Steele to look at me and go like, we'll do that one, don't worry.
I'm never giving anyone that look about that.
You had a guy on about a year ago who wrote Star Wars novels, and he put tripod in one of them. Like he knew tripod, and he snuck tripod into one of the novels. Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask a question for all of you: if you knew someone who was writing Star Wars novels and they snuck you into a book, what would you want your character to be?
I would like to be Wicket's anti-vaccination dad. My name can be Steel Grey.
I'm pretty sure they based Jabba the Hutt's camp cousin on me.
Oh my God, what's that character's name? From the clone, Zero the Hutt, yeah. Oh my fuck. Oh, it's so weird because like in my head now, like the animation's forming around you.
Oh, another YouTube.
Having acid flashbacks.
Will you YouTube that one as well then?
So yeah. That needs a clip. How about you, Daniel?
You never hear what... Whenever people leave the Jedi Order, they always become Sith. I would like to be a Jedi who left it and then just became a chef. Just went, look, this is great, but look, I kind of want to have sex with people, so you guys keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to go.
Chefs
and
get heaps of chicks.
Well, compared to a Jedi, fuck yeah.
Just put your seats far enough away from the table.
I will do that.
So episode 111, and this was the original Megapod. Which
Megapod.
Yeah, it's the whole thing is like a special brand of craziness. But tell me, what about this particular episode stuck out to you the most?
I felt like I was in the room with them all, and just Grasso, just him talking is just fantastic. Like, I think Steele was trying to, you know, trying to get opinions and stuff. And Johnny was just taking over.
Yeah.
Being fantastic.
That's you, buddy.
Yo! What's up, everybody?
Resorting to catchphrases.
How are you, everybody? This is Johnny Grasso from Rogue One, a Star Wars podcast for winners. How are you?
I have to say, podcasting or just meeting Johnny Grasso tonight, we all met at this restaurant in the city. It's like I'm hanging out with a cartoon character. Like it's like it's hard to imagine. Like I just know him as like I've seen him I've seen him come out of Randy's mouth before in the Making Star Wars studio.
You expect him to sound like, "What is up, Jason the Ward, Red and Arlo."
Arlo.
Yeah, he definitely took over on that. Now, I was at Megapod 2, which was at Celebration Orlando after the final day, and it was, man, it was a scene. The entire length of all of the different podcast episodes compared to the actual length that we recorded was pretty big difference. Because Steel took all the footage or all the recording, and he's like, yeah, I'll send you guys what to put up. He wasn't going to let anybody else make any decisions on that, even for their own podcast, because he didn't want his good name being soiled. Now, you mentioned here, too, the part where they're trying to end the episode.
I think this is where you say, well, guys, and then...
Yeah, okay. All right, so that is... I don't know. That was that. That was the Steel Wars part of the Megapod. And then after this, so you guys have to go find the Star Wars Underworld feed on iTunes or on the internet.
Whoever podcasts...
You were about to say you have to go find the Star Wars Underworld on Instagram.
Yeah. Sorry. Chris, tell people how they can get there right now. And hear the rest of this.
Wait, tell them what we're doing. Yeah, tell them what we're doing.
It's a 4-part podcast.
Dude, we established this at the start.
It's a 4-part podcast. You listen to part 1 on Steel Wars, part 2 on Star Wars Underworld, part 3 is...
It's a trilogy, man. It's a trilogy.
Rogue One.
Three. Listen, if he doesn't have to read, he doesn't have to count.
That's a good point.
One thing about that episode is I didn't realize that young Dominic Jones from the Star Wars Underworld cussed so much.
Yes, that too.
Yeah, because you know I love the Star Wars Underworld, and listening to them, they do a very good job of keeping it really family friendly. And I was like, who is this guy's terrible. Yeah, it was a big eye opener. That's a great episode. It's definitely not your standard issue Steel Wars episode, but I definitely recommend people listen to it.
Yeah. And I think it was this one, or it might have been, no, I think it is this one about the toilet paper. Like, they ran out of toilet paper, and I think Mike Pappas was like, guys, don't go to the bathroom because there's no toilet paper, so hold it or something. Yeah. Like, don't go in there.
Well, and that's when they found out, like, there were so many crazy things uncovered about Pappas putting the empties back in the refrigerator so his girlfriend wouldn't think that he had drank as many beers as he had.
That's right.
The whole thing. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah, the whole dark side comes out in this one. I wonder if we'll, you know, you'll be able to, if surely there will be some sort of megapod at Celebration Chicago.
Have to. There's so many of us heading over there.
You'll have to get involved, man. You'll definitely have to. So speaking of Celebration, the last episode that you mentioned here is 131.9, which is from Celebration Orlando, and it's a blog pod after day 3. And this is where we get to hear several people impersonate Steel.
Fantastic impressions.
I need you to do me a favor. I need you to end the show as Steel Saunders.
Oh. Hey, you guys. I am comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And each and every week, I find someone of interest to talk about it with.
That was your best one.
That's
fun.
I'm sorry.
Do you want to have a shot at the title, Grasso?
What? No. No shot.
Hey, you guys.
Guys,
may that force be with you.
Okay, no, but you didn't get the cadence right on the U.
Oh,
you got it. I guess it's may that force be with you.
I only hear your version.
Hey, you guys. May the force be with you.
Jesse got it. Jesse nailed the cadence. Jesse getting it.
Really good. All right, who wants to step up to the plate? Come on.
Hey, guys. Steel Saunders here, and I like Star Wars.
Dude, you didn't even get the words right.
How about you?
The only impression I can do is Christopher Lambert from The Highlander.
There can be only one.
No, do that as my intro.
Christopher Lambert?
Hey, you guys. I'm comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And each week, I find someone to talk about it with. I am a Highlander from the fields of Glenfinnan, born in 1850, and I am immortal.
Wow. Anyone else want to have a shot?
And I do love those Green Guide letters. It's a wrong podcast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what the listeners are thinking. Wrong podcast. We out.
I can remember being there because when Aaron Boyd would imitate Steel, it to me, it sounded spot on. Until I heard Steel
really
talk later. Yeah, he did a great job because he had the rhythm of it down so well, and it was I couldn't stop laughing. It was like uncontrollable. It was so good.
It sounded like everyone was like losing their minds when it was first happening.
It had gotten pretty out of hand at that point. It was a pretty late night, and the main thing I remember is we were hanging out at this little bar, and it became this running gag because, you know, I'd stayed awake for ridiculous amounts of time. Across the however many days I was gone, I slept like 6 hours total.
Oh, wow.
And so I was taking lots of no-dos to stay awake and just sheer willpower. And I heard the phrase, "Hey, buddy, you all right?" so many times that I couldn't stand it. And that particular night, man, it came up a bunch of times. But oh my gosh, what a fun time.
That's what made me really like, I've got to go to a celebration. Like, I'm missing out on all this fun. I want to be involved. Like, yeah, it was really, yeah, it was just really hard to like, oh man, I'm really missing out.
Yeah, that's one thing that's tough about listening to the podcasts from the conventions. It was like at Celebration London, I was listening to everybody's, and because it wasn't as obtainable for me to, you know, to leave the country. So it didn't feel quite as bad, like so close yet so far.
Mm.
But you know, from other stuff, like especially the Comic Cons and everything like that. I mean, they're in the States. That's where I'm at. But it might as well be in another continent because I can't. The reality of being able to leave work and go there and stuff, it's really pretty tough to do.
Oh, no, it would be. Yeah. Like even like Steph and I off to Europe this year in September to October. And then when Celebration was announced, it's like, oh, okay, are we gonna try, like, does this actually, can this work with both our jobs and such?
Right.
And for her it's fine because she's a teacher and it's during school holidays, so no issue there. And for me, I'm just thinking, well, I'll use up annual leave, and you know, whatever happens, there's some changes going on in my hospital, so you know, whatever happens there, I'll deal with it when I get back. I've got to go to Celebration.
Yeah, you
live your life.
You're going to have a great time, man. See, we'll have a great time. Okay, anyway. if you had to pick one episode as your favorite episode of Steel Wars, what would it be?
Favorite. It would probably be one of the George Lucas appearances, possibly The Force Awakens, because he was so upset at what they did. And not many animals died in it, so he was, wasn't happy with that. And then, like, how his accent kept coming in and out.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all the appearances of George Lucas are just so, so memorable. But I don't know. They're all pretty fantastic. Probably all the appearances of me asking questions.
That's, I think that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
That's it.
Oh my gosh. Well, Andy, thanks so much for doing this, man. This has been a lot of fun. And
no, it has been. Thank you, Eric.
Tell everybody where they can find out more about what you do.
You can find me at ThatGeekAndy on Twitter and Instagram. And I've also got a podcast with Catherine Neen called That Geek Pod. And that's also on Twitter as well.
Awesome, man. If for the listeners, you've probably heard Catherine on several live episodes asking questions. She also was in the sort of the best of Steel Wars 4-part episode that I did. This would have been, I guess, about a year and a half ago. She's in there. It's really good, really good. So be sure to give that podcast a listen. Well, man, thanks so much. And I look forward to talking to you in Chicago. And there you have it, another episode of Strahler's Wars. Andy picked some great episodes for us to talk about, and I hope you'll go back and listen to the full-length version of each one of these episodes. If you're a patron and you would like to be a guest on Strahler's Wars, all you got to do is comment on the Patreon post for this episode, and I'll reach out to you and we can figure something out. And if you're not a Patreon supporter, you can take care of that right now. Just go to patreon.com/steelwars, and for just $1 a month, you get all of the full episodes plus the hyper chat after shows. All of that for under 25 cents a week. And for $3 a month, you get all of the back catalog of episodes, all of the hyper chat after shows, and all of the Patreon exclusive podcasts like Making Steel Wars, The Robbo Report, Juklin Strikes Back, and two new yet to be announced monthly shows. They're so new that I don't even know what they are yet. That's a deal. If you want to know more about what I do, check out my podcast, The Bad Motivators, a malfunctioning Star Wars podcast. We drop new episodes every Wednesday. And also check me out on the Making Star Wars Network's very own The Sith List. Well, hey guys, until next time, I am out of here. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.